Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 27, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released August 22, 2003.
Nazarene, I have a question that's really several in one. Will these ancient souls you spoke of exist forever? Where are they, and how do they communicate with others?
As long as the life exists that God the Father created, O Laura, these entities will exist because they are a part of that life, part of what God created. They are now split up in many fragments and live in many aspects throughout the universe. But as long as life exists in the universe, they will exist because they are a fundamental part of life. They cannot really communicate with anyone because they have become so fragmentized. We only know of their existence when the consciousness of many, many souls is put together and they are able to reach back into the past to their very beginnings and touch that part of them that is ancient beyond time, ancient beyond understanding. And it really works best when there are several different races to do it, because then there are more aspects of the ancient souls to be able to reach. But they still exist, and they will ever exist, because I do not believe that which God has created can ever come to an end. Parts of it may pass away, fragments of it may cease to exist, but not all of it can ever pass away. So these beings will exist forever because some fragment of them will always exist.
I guess you could say the same thing might happen to us. Thanks, Nazarene.
Well, as long as the kingdom of God exists, Laura, you're going to have a place, and I'm quite sure the kingdom of God is going to exist for a good long time. So I guess you and Demetrius are going to, too.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back. Nazarene, now that God the Mother, she is the holiest of all with God the Father, has this changed the beliefs you spoke of back in 2003? What happens when God the Mother asks you to do something?
Absolutely not, Alora. As I told you back then, I know that God the Father created female aspects. As time went on, even he needed a female aspect to balance him. Each God the Father on each world has to have a female aspect. I have always known that there was a God the Mother, but what I am saying is, way back when it all began, there was one single being, and that being was male, and that male created the universe. God the Father created all things. That is the basis of my belief, and it will always be the basis of my belief. And when God the Mother asks me to do something, I know that she is an aspect of God and I obey her just as I obey God. When part of God tells me to do something, I do what I am told to do. It is that simple, Alora. My beliefs have not changed one little bit. That God has acknowledged God the Mother and that they now appear together does not bother me in the least. I know that it all began with God the Father, and I will always know that it all began with God the Father, and that's all there is to it.
No disrespect meant, Nazarene, but sometimes I think you're a little chauvinist.
It's never bothered my wife, Alora. She likes a man that knows his manliness.
We'll be back again.